Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Part of the four Super Bowl teams played in three of those four Super Bowls will be signing autographs Monday night at Frontier Field. The great Don Beebe joining us here in the sports bar on ESPN Rochester. Don, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Gene and Mike, how are you guys? Doing well?
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Don, I think it's always got to be fun for you to come back and talk to Bills fans, because that is the team certainly in your career you're most closely associated with.
You know, I say this quite often, you know, in talking with the guys, I'm not a person to look back, but if I was a person to go back in time, and where would you go? You know, I'm 52 years old at this point in time. I would go back to those 6 years I had with the fans and the organization and the players, the friendships that I had and still do. I would go back to that time. There was no better time than those 6 years in Buffalo.
Don, those are strong words. I mean, what made it so great, those 6 years? What made it so great that you would actually go back in time and redo those years if you had the chance to do it again?
Well, there's a lot of variables. I think it really starts with at the top. I think, you know, guys like obviously Mr. Wilson and Bill Pulling and John Butler and Marv Levy and those types of individuals, you know, they get the right combination of guys that are high in character, competitive guys, and obviously the talent. But what really formed it was that blue collar atmosphere of when you went out on the town, you know, people really enjoyed just being a part of it. I've been on other teams, and sometimes when you go out, it's almost like there's expectations that they want you to do something for them. In Buffalo, it was like, what can I do for you? I mean, it was just so opposite of what most of America is like, which is sad to say, but Buffalo is just different. The whole Western New York area, no matter where you go, they treat you like family, and that, to me, is what makes it special.
Don Beebe will be at the Red Wing game coming up this coming Monday night, as the Wings will be taking on Charlotte, the next homestand. Don Beebe, our guest here in the sports bar. Don, you were part of that Four Falls of Buffalo 30 for 30 feature. What did you think of it?
I thought they did a fantastic job. It brought back a lot of memories, great memories. You know, just seeing the way they put together that whole piece was just, I've heard from hundreds of people. I haven't heard one person say one bad thing about it. I absolutely loved the show. And it was really neat for the younger people in Western New York and even Bills fan all over around the country that weren't old enough, really got a good taste. That's what I heard the most of. Oh man, I didn't know that. And oh my gosh, that was so cool. What a great piece they did.
Don, it was a piece where I thought I knew everything there was to know about the Super Bowl team from the 4 years. And then it's almost like they set you up at the end in your piece. And I didn't know that part of the story, the part where we all knew you went on to Green Bay. But I never realized you got the ball from Brett Favre right after the final snap. And when you talked about the emotions you were feeling. Don, if you could just talk about that, because to me, that was just like, oh, that's it. That is exactly, you know, I could imagine what you were feeling at that point.
Well, let's just put it this way. My feelings were genuine. I mean, I get, you know, goose pimples just thinking about, you know, sitting here in my car. And I'm pulled over just for the people that I'm not driving while I'm talking. So, is the fact that when I won it with Green Bay, and I remember it like it was yesterday, I was standing 10 yards. Obviously, I was a safety guy behind Favre, and everything just went melee. I mean, it was just crazy after you win a Super Bowl. And I, in a quiet moment when everything was going nuts, I approached Brett from behind, and I you know, do you mind if I had that ball? And he looked at me and said, Beavis, there's nobody, you know, that deserves this more than you. And, you know, I said, I appreciate it. But I took the ball, and as I was walking over to where my family was and tried to call them down onto the field, my thoughts just really just reflected back to all of Western New York people and the fans and Marv and Jim and Frank and all my closest of friends and all the guys that I played with, you know. And I felt really guilty, which is kind of strange to think. I mean, who feels guilty after you win a Super Bowl? I did. I was like, man, why me? Why not those guys? I mean, they deserved it more than I did, you know. And boy, I tell you, the phone calls that I got received, you know, we couldn't text then, but the phone calls that I had and was talking to just all the people, all my close friends that lived in Buffalo. A lot of them were actually at the game. But just to share that with them in the moment, they were so genuinely happy. And the letters that I got in the mail were by the hundreds, maybe even more than that, was just overwhelming for me, guys.
Don Beebe joining us here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, AM 950 and 95.7 FM. He'll be at Frontier Field Monday as the Wings return to take on Charlotte. Don, you know, I assume that you're still paying attention to what happens around the league. I'm assume that you're still paying attention to what's happening in Buffalo. What do you see in this current regime with what Buffalo has done so far this offseason that leads you to believe there could be a renaissance with the Buffalo Bills and we could see a return to what we saw when you were playing with the Bills?
Well, the first thing you have to hand it to Coach is that McDermott, he went out and actually sat down with a lot of the guys from that 90s team. And that's a pretty smart guy. You know, he just wanted to pick their brain. And what was it that you guys had, you know, that made you guys so good? Because, listen, I mean, every team's got talent, right? Obviously, certain situations you have to have, you know, you have to have that quarterback. To win a Super Bowl or just to go to the Super Bowl, you have to have that leader that's calling the shots. But what really makes the team have that kind of chemistry about you? And he just picked the brains of those guys, which was, I thought, extremely smart and bright in his, you know, decision making. I really believe that this is the coach that's going to do it. I really do. I mean, and I'm talking about just getting back to the playoffs. I mean, 17 years, I believe it is now. That's crazy, and that's got to change. You know, the Bills fans, I just know this, that when they go to Super Bowl and they win it, you know, I know if not all those guys that went to all four are going to be at that game and at the ceremony and everything. I mean, what a cool thing that would be for everybody involved to finally see the Bills win the Super Bowl. I just wish Mr. Wilson could be there.
Don, how close are you to your former teammates, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith, to this day?
Well, I mean, very close. I mean, obviously, we talk. I mean, it's not like we talk every day like we used to. I mean, nobody does that, right? After you've graduated from high school or college, or and certainly a professional team. But those friendships, when you go through what we did and experience the things that we did with the people that we did it with, that will never be forgotten. I mean, I try to get back to Buffalo as much as I can. I probably make it back, you know, 2 to 5 times a year for some function or some, you know, some game or whatever it is. It's like never missing a beat. When I see people in Western New York, I'll see them Monday night. It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's why it's so special. And it will be times, like I said, even kids that are born even now, you know, the parents are going to instill in them what that 90s team was all about. It was a special time, no question.
Don Beebe, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Don, what have you been up to? You have the appearances and the functions. I mean, you know, since your playing days have been done, what have you been doing to keep busy? I mean, you hear so many horror stories about NFL players who retire and it doesn't always go well for them. How you been holding up? How's everything going?
Yeah, well, the day I retired was May of 1998. It took me a few months to actually make the decision to get it out of my system, I suppose. But I started a business called House of Speed June 1st, 1998, and here we are this many years later. 18, 19 years later, and we're a very highly successful business that trains athletes of any boy or girl from 8, 9, 10 years old all the way up to our oldest one is 72. I'm a high school football coach. I've been doing that now my 14th year, and I travel around, and I love, and this is what I love to do the most, is I do a lot of motivational speaking, and I travel around all over the United States speaking at different functions, whatever those functions are. And so, like Monday, I won't be speaking, but at least it's an appearance that I can go shake people's hands and talk, and I really enjoy that.
When you do the motivational speaking, Don, is it the one play that people remember you for, Super Bowl 27, chasing down Leon Lett?
You know, I incorporate that play in almost every speech that I give. It doesn't matter if I was going to talk to a sports team or a graduation or some function, a business even. I talk about that because that in itself applies to everybody. And that's why that play was so attractive to so many, because we live that every day. I mean, there's so many times that we could just give up, right? Every day you feel like giving up sometimes and just throwing in the towel, whatever it is, on our job, on our relationships, and sadly enough, on our marriages. And for me, you know, I had that platform that people can look at that and listen to it. And hopefully it sinks in. And I've heard stories over the years, and I got to tell you guys, I mean, I'm overwhelmed with the stories that I've heard over the years.
Now, Don, I'm getting motivated just hearing you talk about it. I mean, I think of the memories that you were able to make in the 90s playing in Buffalo that forged relationships that will last an entire lifetime, and now the message that you're able to spread through your speaking engagements and using that play as an example is just awesome.
Yeah, and the ones I really enjoy, obviously, are the Bills fans. I mean, when I come back to Western New York and speak, I mean, it just resonates so much more because they lived it with me, you know?
Don Beebe will be in town coming up on Monday as the Red Wings are home against Charlotte. Get there early, and you can get an autograph from Don. Don, it's been a pleasure. One more question here. Your son's playing football now? And how...
He is.
How is it as a parent standing up in the stands when you don't have any control over the situation, Don?
Well, it's much harder being a parent than an athlete. I can assure you that. But it's much more enjoyable too. I say this to people and they think I'm crazy, and this is going to sound probably crazy to a lot of fans. But when I won the Super Bowl with Buffalo, I'm sorry, when I won the Super Bowl with Green Bay in 1996. I also won back-to-back state championships in high school with my son as a junior and senior in high school. To me, that was way more rewarding to win a high school championship than it was to win a Super Bowl. And I say that because winning a Super Bowl is kind of about, you know, what I did. But when your son or your kids or one of my daughters achieve something to that level, it's just way more rewarding for a parent.
There's nothing more rewarding than seeing your kids achieve excellence. I mean, you know, I say it all the time. One of my favorite things, one of my most valued treasures is being able to watch my child play soccer. And win or lose, I think it goes back to what we were talking about, the relationships that she's forming with her teammates that she will have for her lifetime. I mean, that's a gift that you can't put a price tag on.
You know, it's one of the things that I actually talk about a lot when I travel around is why I get this question all the time. Why are your kids so level-headed? And I tell them it's because I've taught them, my wife and I taught them at a young age, how to lose and how to win. And people, I train athletes, I coach athletes. They don't know how to win and lose. And they put so much pressure on their kids, and there's so much pressure to win, and it's crazy. And so I think that just enjoy it. Okay, you're going to lose a lot, and you're going to win a lot. But just enjoy the process and train really hard and to achieve all the things you can, then you can always live with the result. I could sit here, like I said, and losing the four Super Bowls. I could sit here at 52 and look back on those days, and I got no regrets. We did everything we could to win, for me individually, I did everything I could to help the team win. And it doesn't mean I didn't play perfect, okay? Because I dropped balls and I didn't play great sometimes, but I tried and I trained hard. And so if you do that, you can live with the result, win or lose.
Don Beebe will be in town coming up on Monday night as the Rochester Red Wings are going to be taking on Charlotte. You can meet Don before the game. Don, this has been a thrill talking to you, and it'll be great to have you back in Western New York.
Can't wait, Gene. Thanks, Mike.
You got it. Don Beebe, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Don, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. You got
it. Don Beebe, our guest here in the sports bar. That was awesome.
That was inspirational.
Yeah, I want to run through a wall. I want to appreciate my life more. You know, everything that he's talking about. I mean, the values that guy carries with him. I mean, we could all learn a little bit from Don Beebe, could we not?
If you watched the Four Falls of Buffalo, the 30 for 30, and Don talked about this just now, where he wins the Super Bowl, he gets the ball. And the feeling is guilt. I mean, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You work all your life to get to this point, but because the guys that you fought all the battles with weren't there with you, that just speaks to the character that Don Beebe, that he was feeling that emotion at that time. So that was great to have Don Beebe on the show. And again, Monday night at Frontier Field. And special thanks to Dan Mason, Tim Duan from the Rochester Red Wings for helping to set that up for us.
Awesome. And we'll have that also up on demand and available for you on the all-new ESPNRochester.com if you jumped in the middle of that conversation. 5 o'clock, Gene, happy hour. We've got shots in just a few minutes. While we've got a couple minutes here, real quick, TMZ releasing video of the Adolphus Washington arrest from Sunday night. Real quick, I want to know your thoughts. I have my thoughts. And I'm just right now, I see that video and we shared it on social media.
On what planet is it okay to disobey a police officer?
Well,
that's it.
What I was going to say is, my first thought was Adolphus Washington is a lucky man. He's lucky to be alive after you watch this video, because he's being bum rushed by police who see him going for his gun, holding his gun, showing them his gun. How does he not, in the world that we live in now, when you're not compliant, hands up means hands up, but you're showing a gun, he's lucky. He's lucky he didn't get shot.
Yeah, somebody put this video out there to tell the story, and this doesn't look good for Washington. It just does not. This doesn't look like, a misunderstanding, if you will. Okay, a police officer asks you to do something, and in this video, he's defiant. Quote, "I don't want to move." Okay, and then you're reaching with a gun in your hand, and a police officer's. What is that police officer? To me, that police officer, what is going through his mind? Danger. He's probably a half second away, and that's why for all the men and women who protect us, I just got to feel, my God, that has got to be the worst situation ever to be in, where you've got to make that split decision. What do I do? What do I do? And this is a sports show. I understand. But this is a Buffalo Bill who nearly forced a police officer into a decision that they never, ever want to have to make. Adolphus Washington's pretty lucky, Danger. Pretty lucky that this is the worst that's going to happen after this.
Which now leads us to what the Buffalo Bills should do with Adolphus Washington. You know that there's, just based on how this video has come out, okay, it's a bad look for the NFL.
Okay, what did we learn during Ray Rice? Video makes everything look worse. Okay, so there it is. Everybody can make their own judgment, and he's being defiant.
Well, defiant to a point. I think once they explain to him how lucky he is, I think you do hear him kind of express, like, hey, I understand. He could have been a lot worse than he actually was. It doesn't change the fact that it's pretty stupid to show your gun when you've got police officers surrounding. Not a great move, even if you're going to say, I was trying to put it back underneath my seat where it was before. Hey, listen, I understand you feel the need that to protect yourself. You don't want to get shot. You're going to have a gun under your seat in your car. But that right there, to me, I'm not a gun owner. I don't want to take away your rights to own a gun. But I think most gun owners, the gun owners that I know, are pretty safe with how they handle their firearm, right?
True. You have to be.
You have to be. There's a level of responsibility that comes with owning a gun, and waving it around or leaving it out in the open or grabbing it to put it back underneath the car seat where it was before. I would question why it's under the car seat in the first place. I worry about what the NFL is going to do now that this video is out there. And quite honestly, now that I've seen the video and now that I know, yesterday I would say I was 75% sure that they should cut this guy, because if you're Sean McDermott and you don't, fairly hypocritical, given all the speaking you've done on culture and character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100%. You got to move on from Adolphus Washington. You have to move
they
on.
They may. No, so far, the Bills have been no comment from the Bills other than the initial statement they put out after the arrest. But to me, when the video came out, I mean, we were joking yesterday. At least I was joking that, you know, this, what is this, Wally World? You know, you're going to show up Adolphus Washington at a water park trying to get in with. No, this is a little more serious than that. So no more jokes on this. And yeah, now the eyes are on Sean McDermott here. What do you do? I still say let this play out. Because if everything gets dropped, all right, it's just another bad look for the Buffalo Bills. But again, it's uncomfortable. But let the legal process play out here, Danger.
Yeah, and that's what they will do.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling if there's any kind of suspension coming down from the league, if he's going to be less than available for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, that's, yeah, if you're doing the old, let's put the reasons why to keep Adolphus Washington on the team versus the reasons why to let him go, it's obvious right now that's a big one in the right-hand column that goes against the third-round pick from the Buffalo Bills in 2016.
And a guy with character issues coming into the league. A guy that they drafted knowing he had character flaws.
It's the night before the Fiesta Bowl. You gotta go
get a hooker.
Yeah, that's
smart. Smart. Disciplined. Discipline is what that is. I mean, that's what disciplined athletes should be doing the night before big game. Move on. That's where I'm at on Adolphus Washington. Sadly, move on. And very fortunate that we're not telling a different story the day after he was arrested at that water park.
Mm.
It's not safe for work video, by the way.
No. But if you're a Bills fan, you probably, if you should watch it, though, if you're a Bills fan and want to have an educated opinion on what to do with this guy.
I'm always the guy that says, I don't want to see that video. I'm not interested in watching that video. I got sucked into this video because I thought it was going to be a lot more tame than it was. It was a pretty intense piece of video.
Yes. Yes, they put it out there for a reason. Somebody slipped it to TMZ for a reason. TMZ didn't do any sleuthing. I mean, somebody leaked it to them for a reason. Always watch the video.
And you can't, no, not always going to watch the video. I don't want to see the Ray Rice. I watched the Ray Rice video.
You can watch it once. The Joe Mixon one is awful.
I don't want to watch that video again.
Joe Mixon one is awful. Yeah. So when if you're a Bengal fan and you're like, yay, touchdown Joe Mixon. Yeah. Yeah. Remember the video.
Unbelievable afternoon here in the sports bar. Don Beebe just joined us a few minutes ago. If you missed that, that's coming up on ESPNRochester.com. Don Stevens, voice of the Amherst. Lots of excitement around the Rochester Americans. We haven't talked this much Amherst hockey in July ever, according to Don Stevens. That is available for you on demand right now at ESPNRochester.com and the ESPN Rochester app. And we also spent some time talking Sabres development camp as it wrapped up yesterday. Paul Hamilton with his final thoughts before packing it up for the offseason.
And we're not done. We've got shots coming up. Some of the stories which we'll touch on. Ted Nolan has a new job. TV ratings for the All-Star game are back. What happened? Tell you it wasn't good, but we'll let you know if they at least beat Home Run Derby there. And we'll get also at the ESPYs tonight. There's a local connection to this. That one college does not, in our town, does not play up enough. I mean, did you know Jimmy Carter was in town in 1979 at one of our colleges? I'll explain this whole story, but anybody that is a graduate of this college knows exactly what I'm talking about. And this college should let more people in our community know what happened there back in the 70s.
We go around the world of sports, serve up the biggest stories in a round of shots, and it's brought to you by Market View Liquor for Rochester's greatest wine and liquor values. Market View Liquor is the only store you need. Great service, selection, and savings. 1100 Jefferson Road in Henrietta. Shots next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.